and it is a person that I love a great deal's birthday today. I believe it was also Walt Disney's birthday, so happy birthday to all those who have birthdays today. We want to say thank you to the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric. They are based in Rockledge, Florida. They are friends of the Refresh Radio program, friends of mine, and they're a blessing to the body of Christ. And so I just like to tell you, if you do not have an air conditioning service provider, you either need one or you are going to need one. And so I recommend calling someone who is going to deal with you honestly. They're not going to be trying to upsell you unnecessarily or anything like that. They're just going to give you straight answers, do what they can to solve the problems. And these folks love Jesus too. They've been providing professional sales, services, repairs for air conditioning problems, heating issues, and working in the electrical field for over 40 years. They work in light commercial settings. They work in residential conditions, and they provide emergency service when necessary. They will always strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price, and that's something you need to know about in 2022. So before you find yourself in need of their services, give them a call at 321-632-9538. 321-632-9538. If you're someplace where you can't write that down, maybe you can take it and enter it into your phone real quick. 321-632-9538. Hit call, hang up, then it's into your call log there, and you can go back and say, now, whose number was that again? Oh, yeah, that was Wyrick Air, W-E-I-R-I-C-H Air, 321-632-9538. If all of that fails, if none of those techniques work for you, you can always look them up on the internet, and you will find that they can be reached at 321-632-9538. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program. So today we are going back to Matthew chapter 7 as we are going through the Sermon on the Mount here. Today we're going to begin reading at verse number 3, and it says, "And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove the speck from your eye,' and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." Let me just say this. Jesus is not at this point in time, in this passage, he is not telling us to ignore the things that are impeding a person's vision or a person's ability to walk in godliness before the Lord. He is not saying to ignore those issues. God's very serious about sin. You know, this is for me, this is placed in a vision example category. And so I'm going to approach that from a vision category. So he says, "Why do you look at the speck, something that is little bitty, teeny tiny, that is in your brother's eye, while you have something that is on the dimensions of a beam or a plank or a splinter in your own eye?" Now, I tried contact lenses when I was in college. I could never get used to poking myself in the eye. I tried hard contact lenses. I tried soft contact lenses. I tried semi-hard lenses. And by that time, and listen, whenever I tried them, I ended up with bloodshot eyes that looked like I was I had been on a 3-day drunk binge. My eyes were just beet red, and they were so red. And I don't drink, never have drunk anything other than I snuck a sip of somebody's beer when I was just a kid, and it was disgusting, and I didn't never want to have anything to do with that after that. So I was in college, and I went to class, and the professor looked at my eyes and said, "Are you drunk?" I said, "No, I'm just wearing contacts. My eyes hate these things. I mean, I know that they could help me see, and I really wanted them to work, but they were just something that I could never get used to. My wife, she wore them for a long, long time, and she had no problems with them. I think both of my daughters wore them, and they had no problems with them. I could never get used to it. If there's something in my eye, I want it out. Okay? I don't, in fact, I'm the type of guy that if you've got something in your eye and I've got something in my eye, I want it out of my eye first. I just don't like that. And wouldn't it be great if all of us had developed a mindset that whether it was little or whether it was small, we wanted sin out of our life as quickly as we could possibly get it? So I've told my congregation this story. I was at the church, and I was praying, and God convicted me about something, and I don't remember what it was. I repented of it just as soon as this conversation was over, and God convicted me about something, and to me it was something, little bitty. And so I said, "Are you kidding me? With all of the horrific things," this is a long time ago, "with all of the horrific things that are going on in the world, you want to convict me? You want to deal with something that tiny in my life?" And God's response to me was, "Is that really the way that you want me to deal with sin in your life? Do you really want me to ignore it while it is small so that it grows and grows and grows until it is something really large and then it's a public spectacle? Is that the way that you want me to deal with things in your life? Or would you prefer that I deal with them while they are still specks, not planks?" And I said, "God, I'm so thankful that you want to deal with things in my life while they're small and easy to deal with. That's the standard I want us to use." I wish all of us had that mindset that says, let's deal with this as early as we possibly can. I saw this video, and I'm not sure I would have wanted to be this guy. I'm thinking a change of professions would be preferable, but I saw this guy voluntarily get into a pool with dozens and dozens of alligators. And I don't know about you, their demeanor seems pretty hostile to me as a species. But the reason that this guy was able to get into this pool of water with all of these alligators were they were very new hatchlings. And they were very small. He was actually a conservationist. He was in there to make sure that they were taken care of and they were safe. But I still wouldn't want to get in there. But if I'm going to have to, I want to deal with one that is very small, that is very easy to handle, and that's the way that I would prefer to do it instead of dealing with a 18 to 21 foot crocodile out of Australia. Those things just don't look like they're any fun to deal with. I want to be as far away from them as I possibly can. That's the mindset that we need to have when it comes to dealing with issues. Now, I've got a couple of examples here. And, you know, the one person says, I want to deal with the issues in your life before I deal with the issues in my life. I can tell you that God has never let me successfully operate from that. If God, from that type of perspective, if God laid a message on my heart, I was for sure getting ready to get tested in that area of my life. It became such a habitual pattern that I cried out to God and said, hey, God, you know, if I'm going to have to live out every one of these messages and pass the test on each and every one of these messages, can I preach on blessing? Because I really would like to live that one out as much as I am dealing with the correction of sin and humility and all of those other things and bitterness. And I want to make sure that I get to experience all the goodness of God, not just all the correction of God. And God's let me speak on blessing plenty of times. And I'm thankful to be able to say that I am blessed. Merit Assembly of God is blessed, and we are blessed to be a blessing. Which, by the way, remind you that this coming Sunday, we are going to be celebrating at Merit Assembly of God our 30th anniversary as the pastors of Merit Assembly of God. The address is 165 North Grove Street. I have no idea everything that is going on that day. I'm going to show up at church, which was something that I didn't get to do last year. A year ago at this time, my wife was having major back surgery. God has been very, very good to her, and she has been doing phenomenal. Not problem-free, but she's been doing phenomenal, gained incredible range of motion since last December, and we are truly thankful. So we missed our own anniversary service last year. We don't intend on doing that this year. I've got a dear friend of mine, Steve and Kathy Powell, are both coming over from our district office over in Lakeland to help us to celebrate the faithfulness of God that he has shown over 70 years of the church and over 30 years with us being there. So we would like to invite you out as members of the Refresh Radio program congregation, if you will. Come out and celebrate with us. We would love to be able to spend some time with you. So we want to make sure that no one has the problems that impede vision of who Jesus really is. We want to make sure that none of those problems continue to exist. Jesus said, you've got to deal with the problems in your own life first. It's very easy for us to see the problems that the world system has created and continues to perpetuate. God does not say judgment will begin in the palace. He does not say that judgment will begin in the halls of Congress. It does not say that judgment will begin in the state government. It says judgment begins at the house of the Lord. I can take that one step further. It doesn't mean that judgment is going to begin first in the house of the Lord. Judgment first begins with the men and the women who are standing there teaching and preaching and leading the congregation. That's where judgment begins first. Because once we're aware of our sinfulness and we're aware of God's holiness and we're aware of God's forgiveness and his love for mankind, it's only then that we can really minister with the love that God wants us to minister. So dealing with your vision impairment or your hindrances in your spiritual life, that is not a bad thing. It is a great thing. It sets you up to be able to deal with other people. So a lot of times we can be unaware. We can have blind spots in our own life. So since we've been doing the Refresh radio program back in the early days, like in the first year and a half or so, I was studying for a sermon on Saturday night. I was in bed. I was reading my notes. I was reading it on my iPad. And all of a sudden, I felt this just little twinge of pain in my left eye. And I didn't think anything of it. It was just like, huh, I remembered feeling it. And that's the only thing that I remembered about it. And because of that, I looked down and I thought I could see my nose. But turns out that wasn't what I was seeing at all. I didn't know what was going on. I thought it was a one and done situation. So the next morning I got up and I preached, and we had Sunday night service, and I preached Sunday night. My wife had a doctor's appointment on Monday, and so she was having some tests done. And so I took her to the hospital. We had the tests done. And when she came out and I was driving her home, I said, you know, I really think that I need to go get my eye checked, because something just doesn't seem right. I'd done a great job of taking care of my wife. And so she called and she made an appointment for me the next day. And the optometrist said, you've got a detached retina. Said, you've got an appointment with the ophthalmologist tomorrow morning. And went to the ophthalmologist. And the ophthalmologist said, you should have come to see me sooner. And it's like, I didn't even know a detached retina was a thing. I didn't know I had a problem. The problem I did have, I didn't even know what it was. I didn't know that it was serious. So how would I know to come to get you? So let me be a little bit of a pastor to you. If you start getting up into your 40s or 50s or 60s, the construction, the consistency of your eyeball begins to change a little bit, and some of the gelatinous substance in your eye can develop a little bit of tackiness. And for some people, that shift, that change in size and change in tackiness, and I'm not here giving you medical advice. I'm just telling you what they told me, and if I'm wrong, please forgive me. But they said that sometimes people don't have any problems at all. Sometimes there's just a little bit of the retina getting stuck, and it can get torn. So you could have a torn retina, and they can fix that relatively easily. And then if it gets really stuck, if it's really tacky, you can have a detached retina, and they have to go in there and take more extreme measures. She told me, you have a detached retina. I said, how in the world did that happen? And she said, you got old. And I was like, I am not old. I'm not old. You know, at that point in time, I don't feel old now. I definitely didn't feel old then. There were just two teams that were playing in the Super Bowl the next day that I couldn't stand either one of them. I just figured my eye was saying, hey, I don't want to watch either one of those teams. So I went through the process, and, you know, the ophthalmologist was the one who had studied the problem, knew how to resolve the problem. And to this day, I can't explain everything to you. I ended up seeing a different doctor at one point in time because she wasn't available, and they put somebody else in there, and they looked, and he said, okay, well, what did she do to your eye? And I said, you know, I told him the layman's explanation that I had, and all I remember is him looking into my eye and saying, she did a lot more than that. And so I want you to know, I can see out of my left eye, I can see out of my right eye, but the vision in my left eye is not 100% perfect. The way that it detached and the way that it was lasered back together, the word good looks like the word God. Kind of a very wide O, but there's a little bit of a compression in my vision field from this particular injury that I had. But the goal was to see. And so the doctor, the specialist said, if you want to see, you follow my instructions. If you don't want to see, do whatever you want to do. And I, you know, that's pretty blunt, but I wanted to see. And so, it was a process that went on for a number of days. And so I followed the doctor's instructions, and I had a follow-up visit, and, I was told to keep my head in a certain position. And, she came down the hall and said, what's he doing? My wife said, he's doing exactly what you told him to do. She said, now that's compliance. Let's get him into a room. And so I went in there and I followed all of her instructions. And she said, at one point in time, she said, now this is what we can do to restore your vision, but it's going to be uncomfortable. And, I said, let's restore the vision. She wasn't lying. It was very uncomfortable. In fact, it was getting to the point where it was quite painful. But if you want the problem resolved, you consider those things light and momentary afflictions compared to the benefit of what they're going to wield. Why would we as a people think that the spiritual aspect of our person would be any less important? Why would we think, well, we're just going to all kind of meander our way through here, and we're not really going to consult the owner's manual. We're not going to consult the people that God has sent as gifts to our community to help us to lead a righteous and pleasing and holy life before God. I'm telling you, there is no other area in our life where we would be so careless. Today, you know, I don't know what problems that you've got in your life, but I know that every time the Holy Spirit puts his finger on an issue in my life, I don't question him anymore. I've come to realize that if the Holy Spirit says there's an issue, there's a problem, there's a sin, there's an issue, there's a problem, and it needs to be dealt with. I get a lot of things from other ministers and things like that. And recently I received an email from a person, and it said, Pastor, that was one of the most unique messages you've ever preached? And he said, really, what made it so different? And he said, well, that's one of the first messages you ever preached where I couldn't think of anybody else that message was for. And so that person had been listening for sermons all along and thinking, well, that message is for the person on my right. This one's for the person on my left, the person in front of me. And they never stopped to think, maybe God is speaking to me. I had a person one time, and they said, that message that you preached, that message was right at me. And I said, that's not the way I preach messages. There was a person, and they thought I was preaching directly at them, and they'd sent me a message, and I literally said, who is this? I didn't have the device I was looking at didn't identify who the person was. I hadn't preached it at any one individual. There's only one individual that I ever preach at, and that's myself. And most of the time, if I'm preaching a message, I say, this is not just a message for the church. This is a message for me. Here on this Monday, before we solve the problems of the world, I want you to know that God considers it a very high and important task to deal with the problems of Bob first. And if you're listening, I pray that he'll speak to you and say, I want to deal with the issues in your life. Wouldn't a transformed life speak volumes to an ungodly world? I'll close with this. Jesus healed a blind man one time, and he said, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. And here's my take on that. You can take it or leave it. A blind man that everybody knows was blind will not have to tell anybody he's healed. He will walk differently. He will react differently. He will behave differently. He will live differently. He will be the message. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Ba-bum-bum.